Game 5, Madison Square Garden. The Lightning can't go in there and win. The Rangers don't lose at home, dude. Yeah. Well, things started out pretty fast first period. A couple of posts by the Lightning by that unstoppable, unbeatable Igor Shesterkin. Good goalpost saves there. No, I'm kidding. He actually played probably his best game of the series. But anyways, the Rangers score first. And you know the Rangers don't lose at home, right? Because, you know, Igor's better and all that stuff. 1-0. ESPN kept saying. They beat Vasilevsky on a high blocker. Weird play. Bogosian passed it around. It seemed like an innocent play, and I don't think Vasilevsky was honestly prepared for kind of the sharp angle shot. Beat him high blocker, like, you know, the only shots, the only goals he seems to give up. Sergachev, things were looking bleak there in the second period. Mikhail Sergachev put a shot on the net, found its way through. You know, Igor never saw it. Put pucks on the net. I was screaming, especially at the Kalorn, Sorelli, Hagel line, who spent so much time in the offensive zone and did not get the puck towards the net. They skated around. They passed it back and forth. They didn't just throw pucks at the net. And, you know, sometimes good things happen, guys. That line, well, they played great. They controlled the ice when they were on it. They just didn't put enough pucks on the net and haven't scored, but I'll touch on that in a second. So 1-1 going into a third period, and it really seemed like the first goal was going to win that period, and it did. One thing I wanted to point out, Ryan McDonagh got hurt on his first shift in the third. He did come back with a few minutes left, fortunately. Not sure what that was about. Hopefully that's not anything the Lightning have to worry about, because obviously Ryan McDonagh, a huge piece of this defense. And with a minute 50 left, Mikhail Sergachev, again, who has not scored a goal all season, shoots another puck from high, you know, a little closer to the net this time. May or may not. I keep looking to see if they give the goal to him or Palat. Looked like it may have deflected off Palat. But either way, smart. Just throw the puck on the net. Sometimes good things happen. Beats Shesterkin again. Another shot I don't think he ever saw. The Lightning take a 2-1 lead. And then, really, for the Rangers, an unfortunate empty net goal, a play to try to save the blue line, and gave Brandon Hagel a walk-in, a little as easy of an empty net goal. I thought he might just skate through the net with the puck. Or the way that line's been going, I thought maybe he just missed the net, even though no one was within 50 feet of him. The empty net goal give the Bolts a 3-1 lead, a 3-1 victory, 3-2 victory in the series. Now things come back to Tampa. Well, you know, us Lightning fan don't claim that we can't lose at home, but we're not going to lose at home. The Lightning, you know, and for good measure, by the way, Steven Stamkos kicked your ass on the way out. I love the Lightning celebrating in front of those booing losers in New York. Come at me. Oh, wait, the Rangers don't go on YouTube and watch videos if they lose because you guys are losers. That's it. I remember some people saying the Lightning won't even win a game, blah, blah, blah. Good for you, pal. The Lightning are going to win game 6 and win the series. They fought through, you know, the tough crowd, and all that stuff. Igor, again, I think played his best game, but, you know, Vassy's better. I know Mark Messier is probably crying too much to put words together. You know, chant your Let's Go Rangers in your pregame all you want, buddy. You're not fixing this team. The Lightning are the better team. Everyone watching hockey knows it. You can hate the Lightning all you want. They don't care. Lightning go game 6 into Tampa on Saturday. And that should be a celebration post-game victory video coming to you. So we'll see how it goes. Braden Point getting closer and closer to a return, by the way. I don't think they'll send him out in game 6 unless he's close to 100%. But if by some fluke it gets to a game 7, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if Braden Point was out there for the Lightning. Although I got to give a shout out to Riley Nash in that fourth line. The shift to the 12-6, and this is not to insult Cal Foote, who was the odd man out on defense. The shift to the 12-6 was what changed this whole series for the Lightning. Riley Nash, Maroon, and Belmar on that fourth line, excellent. Have played excellent. So Lightning win. Rangers are losers yet again. 3-2 series, going to end game 6 in Tampa on Saturday. Go Bolts, and subscribe to FL Teams.